As the Lebanese parliament gears up for the first round of presidential election this week, political factions have not agreed on a consensus figure. The only figure to announce his candidacy is the head of the Lebanese Forces Party, Samir Jaja, who has been endorsed by the Future Movement headed by Saad Hariri.
We announce our full support for Samir Jaja as he runs for presidency. Jaja's presidential program responds to the needs of the Lebanese people, to their aspirations and to their longing for strengthening the state's sovereignty and restoring its prestige and rule.
The March 8th involving Hezbollah and its allies has, however, yet to announce who it will vote for, despite the hint that its members of parliament will cast blank votes to pave the way for more talks on a consensus figure. March 8th has indirectly stressed that they would not accept Samir Jaja, who has a history of links to Israel.
We are seeking to secure the election of a strong president who is feared by Israel and whom Israel will not want to see in the Babda Palace. Lebanon does not tolerate an anti-resistant president and is not the right arena for foreign dictates and obligations.
Analysts say they are skeptical that the country could be thrown into vacuum if a president is not elected before President Michel Suleiman's term ends on May the 25th.
Until this moment, there is no clear domestic or regional agreement on a certain figure as president, so I doubt that there will be an election in the first round which will lead the country into an open crisis, and most probably into vacuum after the president steps down.
The election process will not be easy without an agreement among the factions on a consensus president. Achieving consensus has been the traditional way of electing a president in Lebanon and perhaps the only way out of a political standoff. But consensus could only be achieved through regional understanding. Maryam Saleh, Press TV, Beirut.